Maybe you've noticed that most of the bottles you buy have either a number 1 or a number 2 on the bottom. The number 1s are usually things such as water or soda bottles. The number 2s usually hold products such as milk or laundry soap. You might have also noticed some other products have other numbers on the bottom. But your town probably won't take anything for recycling that's not a number 1 or 2 and a bottle. Part of the problem is that most of the time, when people design plastic packaging, they're usually not thinking about recycling. They're thinking about making it lightweight and convenient and making it look good on the shelf. Some people think that's not enough. That's because plastic is mostly made from oil and other fossil fuels. And someday, we're going to run out. Ann Johnson directs the Sustainable Packaging Coalition. She's working with about 100 companies to rethink the way they package their products.
Using a resource that's 100 million years old for something with a 60-day shelf life is not temporally very compatible.
Johnson says plastic packaging should be designed to be more easily recyclable or reusable or made out of renewable materials. She says right now, we just think of plastic wrapping as something to rip off and throw away to get to the good stuff.
You know, it's the wrap that's around the bread that we're interested in or the bottle around the shampoo that we're interested in. And we don't convey the value of those materials, the fact that they're made from non-renewable resources, to consumers.
Johnson says, of course, companies still have to think about cost and performance. But she says making packaging more recyclable or reusable is a smart business decision.
You know, if you invest in a resource, but you can extend the value of it over a longer period of time, your money's working harder for you. I think it is going to make sense for the future. We're talking a lot more people cohabitating this planet with us, and the demand for resources and energy is going to soar.
Some analysts say packaging changes are already being driven by the world's biggest retailer. In 2005, Walmart announced plans to rate its 60,000 suppliers on their packaging choices. Patty Moore is president of Moore Recycling Associates. She's a plastics recycling consultant.
We've seen Walmart get very serious about requiring their suppliers to provide them with packaging that is sustainable. And that has had a lot of a ripple effect out into the marketplace, and folks are now looking to source recycled content whenever they can.
Moore says technically most kinds of plastic packaging could be recycled, but there are lots of obstacles.
If we collect all this material, do we just then hope that there'll be a market for it, or do we try to develop the market and then hope that we'll be able to collect enough to make it worthwhile?
Besides that chicken and egg question of recyclables and markets, there are also the design challenges. Packaging is designed to look good and to protect the product. Sometimes that might mean there are layers of different kinds of material in plastic packaging, and that can make the package harder to recycle. Sue Selke is a professor of packaging at Michigan State University.
We do have a lot more complex packaging structures, and very often that's what's permitting us to use less material to make the packages. So there is an inherent conflict between minimizing materials going into the package and maximizing the recyclability of the packages that we're making.
So companies actually want to use less material in packaging, but sometimes it means using material that's not recyclable. Some environmentalists say companies should work harder to use packaging that both performs well and can be recycled. Manufacturers might be looking at that idea a little more seriously. That's because as oil prices rise, the price for virgin plastic will also go up, and that might create a stronger market for recycled plastic. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.